We're here with defender Casey Ikeda. And Casey, you've been part of what's considered the best defense in lacrosse. All right, working with Goran Murray and, of course, Michael Earhart and Cooper and Nico. Nico, a great leader, huh?
Yeah, Nico, he's a great leader on and off the field. He's kind of like a really good motivator for us. You know, each night before a game, he brings all the defense in, gives us a little talk, lets us know what we need to get done, what's on the line for everything. So Nico's been a great leader for us all year off the field. And then as soon as he steps on the field, you know, he's not that goofy guy that everyone knows off the field. He's a true competitor. He's a really fiery leader. He's barking out his orders and he's making big plays for us all the time back there.
You know, I'm not sure how it really works, but who draws Kavanaugh on Saturday? Is there anyone in particular, or is that part of strategy?
Goran will probably start covering him, but it's really a 7-versus-6 effort for us, the way we look at it. You know, each member of our defense is going to have a hand in being able to slow such a good player like that down. Just no matter how it comes down to whoever's on him, we're just going to keep playing defense the same way. And we're going to do our 7-versus-6 out there.
Right. Now, this is your second Final Four, right?
Well, I was here for my freshman year. I redshirted when I was in Baltimore and then
right.
in Foxborough. Yeah.
All right, so you've been through
been
three.
To three, yeah.
Right. Do you tell the guys what it's like when you're going to take the field with all the Maryland fans there? It's really something special.
Yeah, I wasn't playing at all those 2 years, so it was a different experience. But I just was in awe of how much the Baltimore faithful come out and embrace the Terps. And I just remember after that game, it's the final whistle blowing. I think it was our senior Mark White grabbing the Maryland flag, running on the field, and just the whole place was erupting. It was such an awesome atmosphere.
Yeah, for sure. The offense has come to life a little bit in the past few weeks, and certainly the offense has held the ball possession-wise, but now putting the goals up, easier to work with the lead?
It's always been nice to have a lead, you know, able to play a little more confident, a little looser, but we always look at the score as 0-0, you know, they do their job, they score a goal, we owe them the next stop is how we look at it, so we always look at the score as 0-0.
We look at Maryland's ground ball history, which this year is incredible. Okay, what's practice like for ground balls?
We do stations almost every day where we go through three stations. Each coach is a station. They're all very intense. You know, we know that if Maryland wants to be good, we need to get the ground balls. So there are guys, you know, getting down and just the ground ball stations have been like some of the most tiring parts of our practices for me, at least.
Casey, another Philly guy. All right, now, did you play with and against some of the Philly guys on the team?
I did. I played against Nico and against Goran, and I played with Bradley and Ty. So I've played with all these guys before, and we've had some good games in high school, and I'm glad they're all on my team now, though.
You got a lot of Philly people coming down?
Yep, there's going to be a good amount of fans, you know, with my little brother getting his tickets and me. So we'll have a lot of Philly faithful here.
Listen, man, you've done a great job this year. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Thanks, Casey.
Thank you. No problem.
All right.